Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
It's 7:35 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Fireboy DML and Ed Sheeran on your radio talking about that Peru. If you just joined us, we la capella, you lost out on a good Lady May song. Why are you only joining us? But it's fine, you're here. And you're here just in time to have to be informed of a conversation that we're going to have with Walter Sakamaya, the PRO of the Ministry of Health and Social Services. And it's about a subject matter that I think we all saw one way or another, but we're not taking it serious for some reason. It's not a national conversation. And we don't want a situation where this thing now creeps up on us and then we are all surprised by it when, you know, maybe it gets, God forbid, to a point where it has to be a national crisis now. And that's why we've got Walter Sakamaya in studio. Good morning, Abudi Walters. How are you doing this morning?
Very well, thank you. How are you? Good morning to you too.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Wow. You know what? I can't be the only one right now because people usually agree with me about things like this. Like just that brief, like what you just said right now, you reminded me so much of Mwala Mashila. You know who that is, right?
Oh, just his greeting.
Yeah. Mwala Mashila from back national in the day, broadcaster national now. Broadcaster.
Yeah.
It's a compliment because I was such a fan. Anyway, welcome.
Abudi Walters, man, we have to talk about mpox. Yeah. It's something that we've been seeing here and there, but I guess because our brains are so tired, you know, year end fatigue and everything, we want to ignore it as a public, but we cannot.
We have to talk
about it. Can you briefly explain to us what mpox is and its symptoms and how it spreads?
Yeah, thank you very much. Before we dive into that, let me say that considering what Namibia is going through tomorrow, you know, tomorrow we are going to polls. Then this message comes to us at a very right time so that we should be able to take care of ourselves. We should be able to be informed as well as how should we conduct ourselves when we find ourselves in those long queues to go to vote.
100%.
Anyway, the mpox is an illness caused by the monkeypox virus. It is a viral infection which can spread between people, mainly through close contacts. When you are close to somebody who has it, so this is one of the ways that it can. And then also occasionally from the environment to people via things and surfaces that have been touched by a person with mpox. In settings where monkeypox virus is present among those among even the animal world animals, it can also be transmitted from infected animal to people. It can also have let me say, when you have close contact with somebody who has it, you can get it skin by skin, you can get it through skin by skin. We can get the mpox through breathing. You know, if somebody breathes close to you, you know, it's a virus.
Yeah.
Just like COVID, it's a virus. So that's how it can be. It can be transmitted.
But I just want to know also, maybe perhaps share the symptoms with us, because how would I know that someone does have mpox or probably an animal or so forth?
Yes, thank you very much. When it comes to symptoms, you know, it can it show blisters, the wounds. And then the common symptoms of mpox includes rash, which may last between 2 to 4 weeks. This may also start with the following. You can start experiencing fever, headache, muscles, itches, back pain, low energy. And it can also, these wounds, it can also look like blisters, sores. And it affects the face, the palms of the hand, the soles, the feet, and other parts of the body.
Yeah.
So if you look sometimes at the face, there are those wounds. And then those wounds, sometimes they're a bit bigger. So they are thousands and thousands. They're a lot. Even you cannot miss it. You can just see that, no, this is not rash. This is not something that you can refer to.
It's not like what acne or anything.
Also, the size of the blisters might be a bit bigger compared to normal rash. So those are the main symptoms of it.
Talk to us about, because you know, we heard that there was a recent case reported in with our neighbors, Angola, involving a Congolese citizen. Should we, as Namibians, be concerned about the risk of mpox spreading locally to us? Especially, I mean, you mentioned, look at the timing of this thing. We're voting tomorrow. We will be in close proximity with a lot of fellow citizens.
Yes, I would say yes. I would say no to some extent. The reason that I would say yes is to say that let us not be over reluctant.
Okay.
It's just there.
Okay.
Angola is our neighbor. If we over relaxed and sufficiently convince ourselves to say that there is no need, it means that we are not being alerted. But what I would say is that let us try to exercise the preventive measures. Let us see to it that our health, it's our number one priority. Let us live as if we are aware. So if we ignore, if we become ignorant of our lives, we may never know what will happen. But for now, to sum it all, there's no need for us to panic. The ministry is prepared. But the message is, let us play our part. Our health starts with us. So let us not entrust our health with somebody else. But let us live by alerting ourselves to say that mpox is here, is around our neighbor country. So also the other issue that there's no need to panic.
And we are very close, man, with our neighbors. This family, business, relation.
Yes.
The border
You know, I think maybe, you know, now that we've touched on the fact that, you know, tomorrow we are all going voting because we are responsible citizens. How do we protect ourselves being in close proximity with all, you know, with so many people tomorrow? What is the best way and how you can, should we now go back to wearing our masks? Please educate me.
No, it's only that, you know, after touching, let us exercise the hand washing hygiene. Let me say you have touched things, you have shook hands, you have greeted, you have hugged and so forth. Just make sure you wash your hands with soap. Just clean your hands, and then when you are there, also try by all means to mind your distance. That to be afraid such that you do not want even to come close, but just see to it that, you know, you have got a safe distance standing to one another. And then after you have greeted, you know, we like shaking hands and so forth, just wash your hands. If you have entered a ward, these doctors, after they have touched whatever they have touched, you will just see them getting water, and they wash their hands. In case there are any viruses, and then it's just for your own good.
Walters Kamaya is in studio, the PRO of the Ministry of Health and Social Services, just sensitizing us about the pending virus, that's mpox. We'll talk some more on the other side. Stick around, don't go anywhere.
You're in control. Drive safely with Fresh FM.
It is 7:50. That's your time. Thank you once again for choosing us. We appreciate it. We are having a conversation about mpox, a situation that is imminent. Hopefully we can prevent it. If not, how do we as a country handle it? That's the key question. And that's why we've got the PRO of the Ministry of Health and Social Services in studio, Abudi Walters Kamanya. Abudi Walters, let's continue with that conversation that we are having. And by the way, Abudi Walters, just so that you know, you are officially a friend of the show. You know, we will need you back, please. On many other matters. Has there been any recorded or suspected mpox cases in Namibia, though? We know of Angola one, but is there any confirmed cases in Namibia that we should know about?
Tested.
Yes, thank you very much. Not confirmed. I will say that as of 22 November 2024, Namibia has collectively tested 38 patients for mpox from state and private facilities. All of them, they have tested negative for mpox. So it is critical to note that individuals tested for mpox are regarded as suspected cases, not confirmed cases. The confirmed cases are these that has been tested, but samples has been drawn, has been sent to the laboratory, and the laboratory confirmation is received. So the results came out negative. Of the suspected 38 cases, the results came out negative. Though they came out negative, we still have to monitor, we still have to manage, we still have just to be in contact with these people for any other diseases. So as for now, there is no need to panic. There is no suspected cases anymore. There's no pending results.
All right. Not to say that we shouldn't be safe.
and still take care of ourselves.
Actually, I'm actually curious to know, are there any vaccines that are available to prevent contracting mpox?
Not for now. There's no vaccine that has been officially announced for now, despite the preventive measures and the other screening and isolation facilities and so forth, but not of the treatment that has been officially shared.
All right. What advice would you give, you know, your fellow Namibian, you know, myself, the next Namibian that's listening, in terms of recognizing symptoms, number one, and also seeking medical attention? Because sometimes we can be very hot-headed and hard-headed and say, ah, this is nothing, I can just drink water.
Because I survived COVID.
I survived COVID. So what is this mpox thing? Recognizing those symptoms and seeking medical attention.
Thank you very much. From the ministry point of view, we will always urge the community members to remain calm and refrain from circulating and verified information on mpox and other public health matters. To the side of the public, I can only encourage the public to see to it that they obtain information from reliable sources, which is Minister of Health and Social Services, WHO, and other reliable sources. The things of speculating and getting information on the media platforms, it will just instill panic into the minds of people. So let us, that if we need any information related to health issues, we engage the relevant authorities.
What do we say though when we get, when we feel something, and when we get to the hospital or when we get to a doctor, what do we say? What would be the best description to give the doctor to say, no, I'm feeling, or I've got this rash, or I'm feeling cold, or I'm feeling, you understand?
Yes. Thank you very much. You know, the doctor will engage you.
Okay.
The doctor will ask, have you failed this way? For you, it's just yes or no. Have you failed this way? So the doctor will try to detect it themselves, and then they will ask you of the symptoms. By the way, even if you tell them, they will not tell you is this and this, but for them, they will know, because they are trained, they are professional.
And they are on high alert also.
Yes. They will ask you, have you felt this way? For how long? And so on. So through that, a bit of interview, they will be able to pick out what's wrong with this person. And then they will be able to attend to you accordingly to the information. The only thing, let us give the true value of how we felt or how we feel.
Yes, when we engage our doctor.
With the doctor. You can miss it if you give information which is not true.
Okay. What are your final words from the ministry's point, especially going into our elections tomorrow?
Yes, the final remarks is just that we can wish the Namibian people a peaceful voting process, well exercising. Let us see to it that we mind our standing distance issues. It's not about, it's just something in nature that when you stand too close to somebody, that somebody might not feel comfortable. It's not right that when you breathe, your air just goes direct into somebody's head, you know.
Someone had to
like,
say it.
Move back.
you'll see that when you are closer to them, they start holding their pockets just to get tight. But if you observe that good following distance, the person will not become uncomfortable.
Yes,
it's just an issue of don't make somebody uncomfortable because of your distance, such that you are close, such that you are touching. So the person, you might think this person can go in my pocket, in my handbag anytime. But if we exercise that distance, it's just a matter of making each one of us comfortable.
100%.
It's Dr. Walters Kamaya, the PRO of the Ministry of Health and Social Services. Thank you so much for your time, my good sir.
Absolutely, appreciate
it. And please send our regards to our elders there,
the leadership that
we report to.
I'll convey the message. Thank you.
In the next hour for Mind, Body and Green, we will highlight how to combat urine burn and fatigue, which is what all of us are experiencing. You gotta shake it.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.